This is a fascinating topic that it amazes me that, like, we don't know more about this, because what I've often learned over the years is that no relationships for the first year, and if you're in a relationship, you need to work your program. And it's almost like you put your relationship, you park it for a while. And I think this is a great approach and idea. Can you share with our listeners your philosophy?
Sure, Mary. Excuse me. I grew up in the same recovery model that you referred to, in which we were told to stay on separate sides of the track. In fact, staying out of one's partner's recovery program was almost as important as meetings. Unfortunately, what we found and what many couples will find is that the impact, the traumatic impact that untreated addiction will have on a romance will cause great injury. And if that injury is not addressed in a timely fashion through a shared program of recovery or conjoint therapy or both, then that relationship will begin to wither and will not be as strong as the relationships that the recovering addicts are beginning to experience within the fellowship rooms. We learned the hard way, and we have committed our careers and our writing at this point to help couples to avoid the mistakes that we encountered.